from the Career Opportunities Archives. Helping to build the career you deserve. This is Career Opportunities for May 5th, 2006. Today's column, Keep Your Head in the Game. Spring is here, and I'm finding myself at the ball field each weekend for Little League practices and games. In fact, as I write, my son Joe is catching for his team. Watching a group of 7 to 9-year-olds struggle with the fundamentals of a game can be very enlightening. You quickly begin to see parallels between new ball players and new high-tech careerists. Using sports metaphors in business is a bit cliche, especially for someone as unathletic as myself, but writers continue to use them because, sometimes, they're the most appropriate. One message I try to reinforce repeatedly with my son is to keep your head in the game, even when he's in the dugout. There's so much to be learned from observing the game, probably equal to actually playing the game. If you don't know the situation of a game when you come up to bat, or you've lost track while playing right field, you're more likely to be surprised or make errors of judgment. The same is also true for business. It doesn't matter how junior a position you might hold in your company, you need to be paying attention at all levels of your business. You should be aware of the actions of your coworkers, your supervisors' relationships with their managers, your managers' relationships with executives, and even the actions, goals, and plans of your CEO. On the baseball field, this might translate into knowing how many outs there are, where the next play is, and who's next at bat. Just like in business, though, many distractions can leave you wondering just what's going on. It's up to you to actively refocus on the game whenever you feel yourself wandering. There are a number of ways to do this. Do you read news stories about your company? How about memos from upper management? Are you aware how your supervisors and managers interact with one another? Which relationships work? Which have rough edges that cause day-to-day problems? You might think that paying such close attention might distract you from your work, but instead, it can help you to be more effective. The more information you have about your company and the strategies being promoted, the more you can independently support those strategies in your daily work. In the worst-case scenario, where you're only interacting with your coworkers and your immediate supervisors, your lack of knowledge about the state of the business outside your department can threaten your career. Imagine a situation where, for whatever reason, your supervisor is unclear about their role or actively trying to thwart policies from upper management. If you don't keep your head in the game, you might not realize there's a problem until your supervisor and your entire department is fired. If you're aware of what's happening outside your department, you can try to ensure that your work is meeting the overall corporate needs, even if your immediate supervisor is unaware or uncaring. If you stay engaged in the game, not only can you protect your position, you can also learn a lot. You might be a manager yourself someday. Why not learn all you can now? How does your manager deal with their staff? How do they deal with upper management? Would you do the same? What would you change? We can learn from both good and bad examples. Just because you might be an entry-level support technician, it doesn't mean that you can't start to imagine what your career might be like in a few years. In fact, the future success of your career depends on it. If you're not paying attention on the baseball field, you can easily get smacked with a hot line drive that you never saw coming. You don't want to be blindsided in business either. Being engaged in your work and your company is the best way to avoid this. So, at the risk of overloading this column with too many baseball metaphors, keep your head in the game. Know how many outs there are and who might be the next player put on waivers. If you can stay focused, even with all the distractions that day-to-day business brings, your career game is sure to benefit. This has been Career Opportunities with Douglas E. Welch. Find more information at douglasewelch.com/career. I'd love to hear what's happening in your career. Send questions and comments to career@welchwrite.com or post them as comments on the website or add them to our Facebook fan page. You can also call our reader listener line at 818-804-5049. If you're listening directly from the website, why not subscribe? It's free and you'll receive each new show automatically. Look for the subscribe button in the upper right-hand corner of the webpage. If you enjoy Career Opportunities, there are many ways to show your support, and all are appreciated.
These include a tip in our online tip jar, a review in the iTunes podcast directory, sharing links via Facebook or Twitter, and more. You'll find links for all of these on the website.